Instability in Stablecoins. Good evening, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 16th. Also on today's show, an announcement from troubled crypto exchange Bitfinex and an innovative new way to unite crypto exchanges. But first, the market's largest and oldest stablecoin, Tether, wasn't the only crypto asset to rise or fall below its $1 value this week. On the heels of Tether's decline Monday, the competing Gemini dollar soared above a dollar to a high of $1.19 Tuesday. Released in September, the stablecoin is different from Tether in one key way. It's issued by Gemini, the New York cryptocurrency exchange, backed by investors Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, and the company has notably received approval from the New York Department of Financial Services to list and issue the dollar-pegged token. At the time, it was stated that GUSD would provide liquidity for traders who wish to avoid delays when trading cryptocurrencies for government monies. No statement has been announced from Gemini as to the reason for the issue at this time. Speaking of Tether, Bitfinex, the exchange long most associated with it, also made a notable announcement Tuesday. In the early morning U.S. hours, the crypto exchange announced a new process for depositing fiat currency, a move that came after the platform halted services in recent days. In this new process, each user will only be allowed deposits of $10,000 and more. And for each new deposit, there will be a 48-hour account verification period, followed by a 6 to 10-day period in which the deposit could go through. Despite the announcement, the company faced a trying time with users on Monday, as complaints rolled in asserting the exchange had blocked the withdrawal of fiat currency, a move that stirred the specter of past crypto exchange collapses. But the company did not acknowledge these delays, saying in a post that all withdrawals were processed, quote, as usual, without the slightest interference, end quote. Still, despite the growing attention on Tether and Bitfinex, other stablecoins appear to be gaining worldwide acceptance. Singapore-based crypto exchange Huobi told CoinDesk that it will list four U.S. dollar-pegged coins sometime this week. Huobi follows Hong Kong-based crypto exchange OKX, which announced its plan to list Trust Tokens TrueUSD, Circle's USD Coin, Paxos Standard Token, and the Gemini Dollar this week. Tensions around Tether are growing in lieu of the dollar-pegged stablecoin tumbling to a value of less than a dollar on Monday. The company has since come out with a statement claiming that all the coins in circulations are, quote, sufficiently backed by U.S. dollars and that assets have always exceeded liabilities, unquote. Still, despite the emphasis on negative news, innovation continues. Lastly, a new startup called the Paradigm Foundation has secured $1 million in equity seed funding with the support of heavyweights Polychain Capital, Dragonfly Capital Partners, and Chapter One. The startup hopes to unite all the decentralized exchanges in a single order book, listing every conceivable bid and ask for any asset. Co-founded by Columbia University students, the company believes that decentralized exchanges lack the liquidity of centralized alternatives, and that by combining efforts, they can achieve a greater traction in the market. Co-founder and Paradigm CEO Liam Kovacic says that the mission of the company is to create an open, borderless, and efficient global market. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. Plus, if you're enjoying the show so far, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Coindesk, I'm Pete Rizzo, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.